Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I just want to say that I do a lot of podcasts, so I have to express myself as I tweet. I did a podcast about where, you know, stuff that was way out. I apologize. This is the truth. Remember, these are allegations, and I'm an entertainer who hasn't been recognized. I think that, you know, the Grammys 2024 happened today, and it brought out really bad emotions in me because I came to Hollywood to be a star in music, and I never got recognized. So the pain of not receiving any recognition whatsoever in music was very painful. You know, I've written a book about, you know, trying to love myself, you know, because I spent a lifetime of being ignored, even though I have talent to write or sing. And, you know, it's very hard. But, you know, when I look at who won online, because the truth is I can't even look at a Grammy Award on TV directly. I can't look at, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can't look at the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Now, if I was invited to it, it'd probably be different. Like, if I go to the Grammys, someone invite me to take me to Grammys to look at it, that'd be a possible exception because I've never been there. But if I can't look at it on TV directly because I didn't get recognized. So I'd have to remind me of myself. And I'm not going to because I wasn't recognized. I didn't get a hit record yet, you know, or somebody sing my song or something, or, and that was very painful. So it brings out a lot of issues. But I written a book about it, Loving Myself and the Key to Overcoming Alienation Negativity and Not Getting Recognized. I think the truth is everybody should be recognized for something. If it's something, you know, love, respect, recognized for their talents or as a person. And that's why I celebrate my birthday, because I have to recognize myself as being born on this planet. I came here for a reason. Because the other people, you know, the world did not recognize me. It was very painful. How do I respond to this? It's very difficult. It's been something. I always wanted to be recognized by the world for something that I never was. It started off when I was young in the art. I wasn't recognized. Very little recognition. Then intellectually wasn't recognized. And then I didn't think of myself as intellectual. Because I thought I was belonging in the music world, and I wasn't recognized. But it was not good, because as I tried to recognize myself and find my place in this world to get that recognition, I came across or attracted people who on the dark side of the path to reaffirm that alienation. You know, people are trying to remind me of the struggles I went through and, you know, like crazies and criminals and people put me down. And I attracted that to me, people who are not up to my best interest or misunderstand my intentions. So I have intentions to be somebody and they make preconceived notions about me as a person. They're ignorant, or they're prejudiced, or they don't want to see me succeed, and I don't want to deal with that on a daily basis. You can hear it in some of my podcasts where I talk about home situations or coming across people who do not understand boundaries, and that's not what I want to do there. I want to live in a place with crazy people. I want to live around people who let me be me, and because I'm very typical, stable. I know how to deal with people around me. I don't talk about other people. I don't get into other people's business, whether they're doing something or not. It's not of my concern. I don't take people's dreams away. I don't hinder other people, but there are a lot of people who are not as nice as me. They want to take mine away. So, you know, it's very difficult, painful, because this is something that's been going on for a very, very long time. It's not fair for me not to be recognized and somebody else is. But those people who were recognized at the Grammys deserve it. They're talented. They work hard. But there's one difference. They're luckier. Maybe they just had the right person at the right time, and I certainly did not. In fact, I felt I was undermined from being successful in Hollywood, living here. People try to undermine my progress to be successful. When someone say I'm too fat, too overweight to be in the industry, that's a very evil person. That person, something is wrong with that person because they don't have no talent, and they don't understand that talent counts way more than image. Or say I'm too old, or want someone else to sing my song, or want to use it. I have people, I told you those podcasts with allegations, and I don't want to deal with allegations because it's important to have evidentiary support of the situations, not just go by an allegation. And we should not go by preconceived notions, because I come off as, to some people who are ignorant and not as aware of diversity and not aware of individuality, as two way out or not well, and those are false allegations. So that's not what I intend to come up, or too aggressive. But then I realized I can't, it's not for me to be of concern with what other people think of me. As long as I keep myself together and remain stable, which I am as an artist, because it's hard to be an artist. It really is. Whether you make it or not, it's hard. But it's really hard if you haven't been recognized. So it's very painful. But I wasn't recognized by anybody or anything. So, but the key to dealing with this is that I had to love myself. So I was told to love myself by someone, because if I don't love myself, I can't love anyone else or endure, you know? Because the truth of it is, in life, some people don't get recognized like others. Life is unfair. That's out of my control. It really is. It's not something that I have control over. The only control I have is myself and how I feel about myself. So to keep living, because I only have one life to live, and one life to live means I have to love myself and just deal with what's going on. And I know that when I do my podcast and or write books, whatever opinion there is, and I was reminded by that a long time ago because I wasn't as aware of myself as I am now, but I am very much aware of a reality in the life that is, because the truth is I can't look for acceptance or true whole acceptance or love from someone else unless I have myself first, and the true love is not really outside of myself or anybody. It's within. So that's what I know within myself. As long as I'm honest and doing what I need to do, then that's all I need. Because I want to be a professional entertainer, and the entertainment industry is very difficult to do or to get to because, you know, Hollywood is like, very hard. Very few make it, but it can happen. At different ages, different times. But in some instances, a reminder of the Grammys is can be luck. You have to be lucky enough to get to the next level to an extent, no matter how talented I am. So I hope that I can get to that next level. But while I'm on my way to do that, or academic success or whatever it is, or try to find the right position or whatever, or find another position, whatever it is that I'm trying to do, I just don't understand when I come across situations or with people, other people who lack the ability to understand boundaries and other people's situations. Just basic common sense. If you hear something, you see something, fine. You hear what I say. If it sounds way off or they don't understand me, that's their problem. But it's not their problem to intervene or to make assessments on me without knowing the true facts about me. They don't like what I say on podcasts, then contact me directly. I always say contact me directly and we can resolve it. I don't like talking about situations related to where I live or to situations because it's too personal. You're not supposed to. I like a fine line to just let it be. But being someone who expressed themselves as an artist, I'm aware of the legal situation. I try not to mention names. I also try to be truthful what I say. But I still get this darkness from other people. And the world's not always nice. The world has been very cruel to me. So, you know, it's painful, but there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I can make some changes within myself and go on stage, but I do hope that I be recognized for my music professionally. That's my goal when I came to L.A. And always been my goal. I didn't come out here for anything else, you know, really, but whatever I'm doing now on the outside, it's just like something I have a plan B. But when I hear the negativity of when somebody said I don't have the looks or I don't have the talent or whatever, that's negativity. When somebody make assessments on me, it's just ignorance and trying to undermine my potential and my abilities to be successful. You know, I had so many dark experiences or bad experiences for simply for no reason. And I realized that the world has a long way to go, a ways to go to be open-minded and to be more intelligent enough to understand people. I live in Los Angeles, which is so diverse and should be a very open-minded place. But some people who come to Los Angeles or live in Los Angeles are not as open-minded. But the place is very open-minded. It's very liberal. It's, you know, and we know we should, and some people don't go by basic common sense. You know, when you hear all these incidents where people do bad things to each other or whatever, you see, you know, life-threatening situations with people and stuff, then that's when you should get involved or whatever. You don't get involved because I want to express myself on a podcast. I told someone who has a PhD. You know, he's a therapist, and told someone who's our intellectual, and they said, there's nothing wrong with expressing thyself on a podcast or a book or a tweet about it, because if it's true, then so be it. Then again, there's legal ramifications, and we heard about defamation, so I always point out the truth. But that's part of me, but that has nothing to do with not being. It has nothing to do with being recognized, but it has to do with, you know, the sadness of it, because I write so many songs. I was looking at my BMI account, and I wrote 500 songs, and I wrote the songs through piano, wrote hundreds of songs on piano, writing songs lyrically. I make up lyrics as I play the keyboard. Or write a song by writing the lyrics and then I use my voice. Or whatever it is. Recording studio, whatever. I've done so many songs. And I did pop, I did rock. Some people listen to my rock songs and think I'm a rock artist. And I would say, no, I'm not. I'm a mixture of pop, rock, singer. So several singles I made in the last 9 years were pretty pop. So I don't, you know, it's really, I have the talent and I have that, but I didn't get recognized. And I didn't get recognized in love. I didn't get recognized in other aspects of my life, but I also realized that in order to deal with this, I had to recognize myself by loving myself, because I'll salvage whatever is going on. I can still survive, and as long as I love myself. Because if I don't love myself, I can't love anyone else. I can't do anything. I can't do anything productive on this planet unless I love myself. But one of my strongest attributes to this planet is to express myself as an artist. However I do it, I like to do it in a professional manner and be recognized, something that never happened in my life. And I feel it was very painful, but which the book talk about, but I am, you know, talented and I will be fine. And, you know, whatever is going on, I must continue to be me. Because God made me to be me, not anyone else. So if I, you know, the way I act, I was born this way, so that's the way I was supposed to be. And I am not going to change it for anyone else. So since I'm supposed to be lovable, be treated good, I also have to treat other people with respect, too. It's a two-way street. When someone violates that respect of myself, there's no way I could accept that. I have to shut that person out and move on. You have to be kind to people, but it comes from loving thyself. Yes, I do deserve to be recognized. I do have the talent to make a song, and just like the people who won last night, I just didn't get recognized yet. And it's not fair for me to suffer or to be harassed for being talented or being ambitious, because that's what has happened. Yes, people want to undermine or sabotage my reputation and my talents to misuse me, or when I heard someone say they sampled my songs or used it, that's a sign of an evil person, a sociopath, a narcissist, a crazy person, a hater. And I got haters for no apparent reason. And these are people who I don't know. And I'm very concerned about that, because that's insane. I ain't going to get mad at somebody who I don't know. You know, nobody does, who's well. But I keep away. I continue to do myself, protect myself, and hopefully my dreams will come true. But I also said in the book, whatever happens, if it don't or whatever, I still have to love myself, because I deserve to be recognized. But the most important thing is I have to recognize myself if the world don't. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.